Stella R. Reed, seek variances from the road frontage requirement for proposed lots, section 115-25 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Blanchard Road, approximately 740 feet north of McDowell Lane, and on the north side of Deer Meadows Road, approximately 0.46 miles west of Blanchard Road. The 911 address is 12249 Blanchard Road, Greenwood. Zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is District 530, map 8, parcel 10. And the applicant is seeking, sorry, lost my paper. Covered it up. 120-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement, and it will be reinstating a lot line that was previously removed.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Reed, Greenwood, Delaware, 12249 Blanchard Road.
The way we're here, let's swear you both at the same time. State your name and address for the record.
Stella Reed, 12249 Blanchard Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Indeed. I do.
Thank you. Ms. Norder, were there no letters?
Sorry. There is 0 letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Thank you.
Property we're discussing is this is it, and the boundary we want to, the separation point would be here, which was a previous boundary that we had on the property years ago.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the board for hearing our request for a variance. Give you a little history. There was 2 separate parcels there when I purchased the farm. There's actually 2 separate farms, and in 87, I believe it was, I was told I could get a break on taxes, so I, you know, like all good citizens, I wanted to pay less taxes. So they told me if I combined the properties, I wouldn't have to pay as much as in taxes.
Who told you that?
It was someone here in the county.
Okay. Assessment.
It's been 30 some years.
Yeah.
And we really didn't have to fill out much paperwork for that. You've probably got a copy of it here. But anyway, that was the purpose of combining both properties. And what we want to do today is to reestablish that boundary and have the properties parcels match what the deed says. There's a separate description for each of those parcels in our deed. There's an existing roadway off Deer Meadows Road that's been there at least all my life, or driveway that goes back to that property. We use it constantly, taking equipment back there, hay, you name it, any type of farm work back there. And that was the reason we combine the properties, knowing that there would be an issue with the variance out on Deer Meadows Road. I would have never combined them, and we wouldn't even be here tonight. let's see, I'm trying to make sure I cover.
What did you just say?
I would have never combined the properties. That was done on my request.
Okay.
If I know that. Yes.
But why wouldn't you have combined them?
Well, I wouldn't have done it because I got to come back now and get a variance.
Okay.
If I'd have known that, I would have never done it.
The rules were different when we did it than what they are today. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
If you agree to go ahead and separate these 2 parcels of property, it have no impact on the neighborhood. Everything will remain the same. We are in the process of doing some retirement planning and estate planning, and that's another reason why we want to separate these properties.
And we're not trying, I saw in the letter, we're not trying to put these in lots. We're going to live there. We want it in 2 farms.
Yeah, there was a letter sent out, I believe it was by the county, and my neighbors got all upset. They thought that it was being subdivided into building lots, and I had to explain to them, no, we're not doing that. It's going to remain farmland. and it was just a separation point back there on the back part.
So it's just a 30-foot right-of-way. You own that?
Yes.
Is that part of that?
That's part of...
It's not an easement across somebody else?
No. It's my property.
You actually own that property?
It is described in the deed.
We own both sides of the land of the dirt road that goes into that farm. There used to be a house there when we first purchased it that was pre-Revolutionary War, believe it or not. I mean, that, those two farms were two farms forever, so...
Well...
Track one...
It doesn't show that you own on both sides of the 30-foot.
Yeah, I can...
The Vanderwins own, and then...
Zot, Brenda Zot.
Zot couple.
Is it perhaps that your driveway doesn't, is narrower than the 30-foot? Is that why you mean there's land on both sides of the road there?
Right, exactly.
Okay, all right. So your driveway's kind of centered in the middle of that 30-foot street?
In the deed, track number one, there's a description for that narrow strip going back.
I'm familiar with that area, and that road been there for as long as I can remember. That's how I get his equipment in and out.
Probably a couple hundred years or better.
I know it's not 150 foot, but it's been there for...
A long time, yeah.
So what are the intentions with that? If it's not going to be lots, just a farmette back there or something like that?
Yeah.
Just one or five or 20?
No, just... No one no more back there, impossible.
We have to look out our backyard and see that property, so we want to keep it the way it is, yeah.
So you're simply requesting the reestablishment of the line?
Right.
Exactly.
So then ultimately that'll be sold, somebody will have a house back there, but it'll just be one house?
I would hope that.
That's something they would have to bring up with you folks.
If they wanted to do anything different, but that's our intent.
Okay.
So cut back right in half, is it?
Pardon?
Prop line, the line is about right in half for farm?
Shows you right there.
But it shows you where it goes, it'll take 8 acres of both sides of it.
It shows, I think.
21 acres.
Yeah.
105, so it's a cut in half.
And 21 over here.
Yeah. The prop line's going right between the bays.
No, there's 21 on that side.
This is the 20...
And then 105 over here.
This is the 21 out here.
Yes.
And this is 105, 103 back here.
And you're cutting that one in half, right?
No.
No, leave it at one parcel.
Here's what the dividing line's going to be, is right here.
Right there, okay, gotcha. I see it now.
It's just going back to the deed.
To the deed, yeah.
All righty, any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions, thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Sit down.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12408 for Mr. Robert and Stella Reed. I see no issues with reestablishing the line as it was in prior years.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And Mr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Next case.